Scripture lesson this morning for our communion devotional is John 15, verses 9 through 17. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Liza was suffering from a rare and serious disease. Her only chance of recovery appeared to be a blood transfusion from her 5-year-old brother, who had miraculously survived that same disease and had developed the antibodies needed to combat it. The doctor explained the situation to her little brother and asked the boy if he was willing to give his blood to his sister. He kind of hesitated for just a moment, and then he took a deep breath and said, "Yes, I'll do it if it'll save Liza." As the transfusion progressed, he lay in a bed next to his sister and smiled, as did everybody in the room, as they saw the color coming back to Liza's cheeks. Then his face grew pale. His smile went away. He looked up at the doctor and in a trembling voice said, "Will I start to die right away?" Being so young, he misunderstood the doctor. He thought he was going to have to give all of his blood to save his sister. We all suffer from a disease. You know what that disease is. We all suffer from a disease called sin. And sin has ravaged this planet ever since humanity disobeyed the will and the instructions of our Heavenly Father. Sin manifests itself in various ways. It's manifested in blatant acts of evil that are so easily identified. Sin makes itself known through self-centeredness. And that's one I just as soon ignore. I don't know about you, because I can be self-centered. Sin is seen in our often distorted misunderstandings of the essence of life. The horrible disease of sin is manifested daily in broken relationships, in empty, meaningless lives. There's only one cure for this disease that attacks us at birth and plagues us until our death. On the cross, Jesus gave his blood. Holy Communion reminds us that Jesus loves each of us so much that he gave everything. The blood transfusion from Jesus did cause his death. Jesus loves us so much that he died an awful death so that we can know life in its fullest intended manner. Yet he also loves us enough that he gives us the choice of whether or not we accept this life that he offers. The Father told Jesus that humanity needed a blood transfusion to cure their sin. Jesus had rather not gone through the pain and the agony. Yet in order to save our souls and to mend our lives, He gave His life through the sacrament of Holy Communion. We are reminded of that precious gift. Let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Lord, we humans really cannot comprehend Your love. That the Holy, Almighty, Creator of all that exists, suffered the pain and the punishment for the sin of God's creatures. Yet, Lord, we thank You and we praise You. And thus becomes our prayer that as we receive Your love, as we receive the benefit of the cross, we pray that we might in turn live lives of praise and service to You. Lord, thank You that You loved each one of us enough to give Yourself for us. As each of us receives Your sacrament this morning, may Your heart commune with our heart, that again, we will be reminded of Your love and motivated to love You in return. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen.